The revelation from the Salt Lake County Health Department.
It confirmed that an elderly county resident died after contracting Zika virus from outside of the country. Now, the health department's Nicholas Rupp is with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And Nicholas, we understand that you can't say much about the specifics of this case, but it sounds like it's really not clear if Zika virus was actually to blame for this death.
That's correct. We don't know the exact cause of death in this particular individual's case, and it may not be possible to determine if or to what extent the Zika infection contributed to that death. We're still looking into that.
So, Nicholas, we keep hearing that it's not very likely that mosquitoes that carry Zika will actually establish themselves here in Utah. Is that still the case?
That is still the case. The Salt Lake City Mosquito Abatement District and the other mosquito abatement districts along the Wasatch Front are telling us that the mosquito species that are capable of carrying the Zika virus are not found in Utah, and we don't expect them to be found in Utah this season or most likely next season either.
So what does this situation mean for people who have plans maybe to travel outside of the country in the near future?
Well, this unfortunate circumstance is a reminder to residents who are traveling that they need to get proper pre-travel education. They need to protect themselves from mosquito bites, make an appointment at a travel clinic, and let a travel nurse know where you're going so you can get the advice and information you need to protect yourself and your family.
And Nicholas, I think we also need to remind people that the Zika virus is not really, not typically a fatal infection, correct?
That's correct. About 80% of individuals who have Zika virus have no symptoms at all, and the 20% who do have symptoms generally feel a little run down. They may have a fever, red eyes, just not feeling really well. It's not considered a particularly fatal disease.
We appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.